Attorney General Todd Rokita sent a letter to gender-affirming care providers Tuesday requesting information about procedures offered to transgender youth. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports the letter, largely based on misinformation, issued vague threats against medical providers and families.
Gender-affirming care is a holistic approach to treating gender dysphoria, which is supported by all major medical organizations, including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics. Rokita's letter to providers included several questions about gender-affirming surgeries, which aren't provided in Indiana for minors and go against national and international guidelines. Rokita said in a news release, surgical care could legitimately be considered child abuse. The letter also included a question that intimated medical professionals used suicide statistics for unsupported trans youth to convince parents to give consent for treatment. In a statement, the ACLU of Indiana's Ken Falk said the letter sought to validate unjustified discriminatory legislation currently moving through the State House. He also said providers were under no greater obligation to answer these inquiries than if they were asked by anyone else. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.